Today's computer forecast models introduced a better storm system potentially for U.S. hard red winter wheat country. As we get into early next week, the European model was the leader on this particular storm system, and we're not completely convinced that this storm system will come to fruition. We'll need to watch it rather closely, but it is the first significant storm system suggested by any of the models to actually impact the heart of wheat country. We'll see what happens when we get into future model runs. But I have to tell you very quickly that the U.S. GFS model run this morning certainly does not support the same scenario. In fact, both the operational GFS model runs and the ensemble are all suggesting that a continuation of generally dry weather will occur across some of the wheat country as we go forward through the next 2 weeks. Now, discrepancies like this in model forecasting occur periodically, and in the past, sometimes the European model turns out to be correct. But at the moment, we are not necessarily convinced that that will be the case, and a close monitoring of the situation is certainly warranted. In the meantime, we'll expect a storm system to impact U.S. winter wheat areas and the Midwest as we go into the end of this week. Storm system will come into the plains Friday into Saturday and work its way across the heart of the Midwest as we go through the weekend. This particular storm system, though, is going to be a weaker event, not necessarily one that will likely produce widespread precipitation, but it will most likely create at least a little bit of moisture for the region. We expect precipitation to begin in Nebraska and Kansas perhaps on Friday and work its way eastward across the Midwest as we move through the heart of the weekend. Snow will fall in northern parts of the region while rain occurs to the south, and moisture totals across many areas will probably stay mostly on the light side, but we could end up seeing a few locations picking up on a half inch to maybe as much as 3/4 of an inch of moisture. And the recovery and soil conditions across the region will likely continue as moisture continues to be added to parts of the Midwest. We do expect another storm system to follow this one. It will likely show up as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, and this is the very same storm system that the European model has suggested that maybe a significant precipitation event may occur in hard red winter wheat country. Again, we're not going to buy into that part of the forecast, but we do think there will be rain and perhaps some snow falling across parts of the Midwest in that time frame. Again, this will be the early part of next week. Moisture totals could run anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, and maybe some 1-inch plus amounts in a few locations, and we could end up with a fair amount of snowfall across a small part of the region. Our temperatures in the Midwest are expected to bounce around a bit. We're not necessarily going to be seeing any extremely warm conditions for a while, but we will likely see a little bit of a warm-up take place as time moves forward. We'll expect highs today and tomorrow, mostly 30s and 40s across the region. Some colder readings will occur in the far northwest. And we'll likely see temperatures on Friday, or actually Thursday, starting to warm into the 40s and some 50s across the region. Again, the exception will be in the Dakotas and Minnesota, where 20s and even some teens may occur in a few areas there. We'll expect some of the milder conditions to prevail as we go Friday and Saturday, maybe even into Sunday. And low temperatures at night over these next several nights are likely to bounce around a bit as well. We'll expect to see the majority of the morning temperatures to be running in the teens and 20s across the northwestern part of the Midwest, while readings elsewhere will be 20s and 30s for the most part, and that takes us all the way through the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.